Sartre's life and works. Jean-Paul Sartre was born a bourgeois. His father was a young naval officer who died of a fever in 1906 when Sartre was 1 year old. Sartre was to describe this as the greatest event of my life. Had he lived, my father would have lain down on top of me and squashed me. Having been denied this Oedipal fantasy, Sartre claimed that he grew up with no sense of filial obedience, no superego, no aggressivity. He had no interest in authority, nor any wish to exercise power over others. So it comes as something of a surprise that this saintly childhood gave rise to an undying hatred for the bourgeoisie, and any middle-class habits or values associated with this worthy section of the community, a lifelong need to combat any sort of authority, and a desire to establish psychological dominance over all who came into close contact with him. Sartre was to examine, with the brilliance of genius, the intricate workings of his mind, but more obvious points often eluded him. Sartre's mother, Anne-Marie, along with her saintly infant, returned home to live on the outskirts of Paris with her father, Karl Schweitzer, uncle of the African missionary Albert Schweitzer. Grand-père Schweitzer was a typical French patriarchal figure of the period. He dressed in elegant suits and a Panama hat. His word was law in the otherwise entirely female household, and he was constantly unfaithful to his wife. In his autobiography, Les Mots, Words, Sartre remembered him as a handsome man with a flowing white beard who was always waiting for the next opportunity to show off. He looked so much like God the Father that he was sometimes taken for him. Here, surely, was a superego straight out of central casting. But Sartre refused to acknowledge his grandfather in this vacant psychological role. Young Jean-Paul and his mother were treated like the children of the household, and Sartre came to regard Anne-Marie more as a close sister than as a mother. Unlike the father figure that he claimed he didn't need, this mother-sister figure was to become an essential requirement for the rest of his life. Judging from all descriptions, including his own, Sartre appears to have had a blissfully happy childhood. Surrounded by doting females, young Jean-Paul's ego quickly expanded.